Former longtime Ketchikan Public Library Director Judith McQuarrie was first in line when the brand new library on Copper Ridge opened Wednesday morning.
They already tried to let me in and I said, no, the library opens at 10.
McQuarrie got there early to make sure she could walk through the doors first. While other patrons waited in their warm, dry cars, there was a handful of dedicated people who joined her outside in the chilly, wind-driven rain. At 10 a.m. on the dot, the current library director, Linda Gens, opened the door and invited the public inside. Library staff members didn't smile, they beamed as they greeted patrons in the warm, bright space, offering a plate of cookies at the circulation desk. Most people, though, went straight for the books, arranged in tidy rows on the lighted stacks. Ketchikan's former library in the downtown Centennial Building closed over the Thanksgiving holiday, which means regular library users have been going through withdrawals for more than a month. Library employees have spent that time moving everything into the new space. Children's librarian Charlotte Glover says she missed her daily interactions with the public.
We are very, very excited to be able to share this building with the public. It's just thrilling. It's been a long time coming, and we've been enjoying all the beautiful spaces for weeks now, and now we get to share with everybody.
Gen says she didn't sleep well the night before, worrying about details that didn't get done. But on Wednesday, she was all smiles as she watched the first few people wander through the facility.
Oh, I love it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's such an open space, and yet with the fireplace and the cozy seats and everything, it makes it just a great place to sit and read. And we'll see how it is with people in it.
The fireplace does provide a nice sense of warmth, especially with a typical Southeast Alaska storm raging outside. Artwork commissioned from local artists also adds to the atmosphere, including a whimsical, colorful fabric tree installed in the children's library. George Librand was among the patrons visiting on opening day. He's well known for his pointed critiques, but he approves of the new facility. He says it will benefit the entire community. Librand points out the wider aisles and lower shelves, which were designed to meet standards for people with disabilities.
My wife will love it, because, you know, she's in that wheelchair. Now everything is raised, so, and it's much more spacious.
A grand opening ceremony for the new $12 million library is set for Saturday, January 19th. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.